It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Race Wars, election edition, back in the building. Race Wars, the election was last night. But it's still
The election is happening now.
Both still getting counted right now in several states. It looks like Biden will pull it out, but you know, you never know what's gonna go down. So everybody's keeping their eyes on it real close. But it's a battle in Pennsylvania. I think Nevada. It was a battle in
Michigan.
Michigan. So it's coming down to
Georgia.
They got a lot of absentee ballots that they got to still vote. And in Pennsylvania, they didn't even start counting all the absentees and early vote into today or some shit. So
No. They've been counting. That's why Biden was leading so much yesterday. And then all the in-person stuff, and like it looked like Trump had it. And then they kept counting the absentee ballots, and like the absentee ballots are overwhelmingly for Biden in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. And plus they didn't they had that whole Philadelphia wasn't in yet. And you know that whole area of Philadelphia and all the surrounding, that's all gonna be blue.
Blue.
Be Biden's.
Yeah.
So they still have to count that as well in Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
so,
Biden's gonna win.
It's looking like it's looking right now that Biden got about 248 electoral votes.
Yep.
And Trump got like 213, I believe.
Something like that. Yeah, Biden's going to win. Trump is going to immediately launch massive lawsuits to try and completely invalidate the election. It's not going to work. He's going to say something fucked up, and he's going to like encourage people to start freaking out and rioting. He's going to pretend he didn't do that. There's going to be massive violence. You're going to be able to quote him saying like, fuck shit up now. And he's going to pretend he didn't. He's going to find reason that all the lawsuits are going to fail. He's going to find reasons not to leave the White House in January until the military is not going to get involved. But the staff, the whole place runs on like hundreds of staff members. So they're going to strike until the whole place is uninhabitable.
I want all the black workers at the White House to be able to kick him out personally. Because he already gave him COVID, that son of a bitch. So I want them to throw him out like he's evicted.
Yep. He's going to leave. Melania's going to leave first because, you know, Melania, she doesn't like to go where it's uncomfortable. She's going to hightail it out of there. Jared and Ivanka are going to quietly leave, and they're going to quiet. You're going to hear about them popping up in New York, going here, going there, quietly rebuilding, giving to charities, being philanthropic. You're going to hear their kids running around. And then in January, they're going to pretend none of this ever happened.
Are they going to just stay there?
They're just going to stay back in New York. They're just going to be like, oh, yeah, no, this was always fine.
Yeah, I like how the El Presidente on Barstool, he came out last night first and said that Trump won it and it's over. And then he had to do a retraction today. That dummy. And was like, no, it takes a big man and said he was wrong. I was like, eat those words, buddy.
That's what small men like to say. Spoken like a small man.
It takes a big man to admit that he was like, you already jumped the gun. They still counting votes. It's like anybody trying to rush to end this. It's cheating. Sometimes it's like, why can't we count votes? Why is vote counting a bad thing?
I don't understand how Republicans can say that they're like the constitutional party and the party that cares about preserving law and order, and then they want to throw out votes. I don't understand how they can say that with a straight face.
Because it's a hustle. Because it's all a hustle. I did see that down ticket that the Republicans did hung on to some Senate seats.
Yeah.
I see Mitch McConnell. He won his, that son of a bitch. Barely, but he won it.
Turtled on in back.
wasn't it Mitch? Yeah. No, it was what's his face? One of them, son of a bitch. I'm so like, I've been watching this shit. And I did shrooms late last night.
Yeah, you did. There he is.
I did. Should I take one?
Day shrooms.
I found some shrooms on my balcony yesterday. It was really weird. Magic
like what?
Shrooms.
Like growing there or like things you're gonna eat, like somebody dropped it in a baggie.
Yeah, like a baggie of magic shrooms. It was like on my balcony on the floor, turned over, and it was like a nice bag, and they were all nice. And then I opened it up. It was like, you know, a nice teaspoon of like definitely edible shrooms. So I ate some.
Nice. Yeah. Send me the rest. Did you vote, Tokyo?
What?
Did you vote?
Yeah, I vote. I voted.
Good. Oh, let's introduce you.
Introduce
yourself real quick, will you?
Hey guys, I'm Tokyo, aka Tara. People like to call me Tara. And
the government.
The government. Yeah, it doesn't matter if I vote because we're in a blue state. Like, California is definitely going to be.
It always matters. I'll tell you why it always matters. It always matters. Because the more people vote, the more people think about what happens to that vote and how that vote. And so you get more worried about gerrymandering and shit like that. So the more you invest it, the better it is for everybody. So it always matters that you vote, because if you vote, you care more about this fucking political system and you stay more involved. So even if you're in a blue state or red state and you vote in the same way they are, it always matters.
It matters so much. It's coming down to like the thousands of votes, which is, I mean, there's 300 million people in this country. It matters so much. And if it didn't matter, if your vote didn't matter, why would people be fighting so hard to suppress it?
Well, right? I don't know. I voted for Hillary in the last election.
Nobody's suppressing votes on American Idol.
I voted for Hillary in the last election.
Remember Sanjaya stayed on there?
Yeah, I voted for Hillary in the last election, and when she didn't win, I just thought, oh, it doesn't matter. I don't know.
Oh, well, did it turn out that it didn't matter?
Well, I did vote for her, but she still didn't win.
That's
so
fine.
I was, like, bummed.
That means that you're going to be more invested for the next one and the next one. Maybe one day you'll run. Only voters run, motherfucker. Nobody who never voted runs for office.
What do you think about 2024, you guys?
Money ain't right.
Well, do you think he's going to run in 2024?
I need more money. Yeah, 2024, who, Trump?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No. No, he'll be 85 years. No.
That's true.
No. Somebody else going to try to drag their fucking raggedy ass up there with a Trump stamp on it. You know that's true. I don't know. It might not be somebody in the stamp. Donald Trump Jr. ain't got a chance.
Not a fucking chance. That weird misshapen lump.
Got a chance. Barron got a better chance of winning than Donald Trump Jr.
People thought there were going to be riots in the streets of LA last night. Like, I had this little show in my apartment, you know, and stuff. But now they're saying, no, there's not going to be any riots until Saturday here. Did y'all have any riots over there?
They're scheduling riots?
No. They boarded everything up. People boarded things up because they thought Trump was going to win. First of all, if Biden won, nobody was going to riot anything. Except for, like, not in New York City, but, like, the crackers out in the country, in the sticks will. They'll burn and chase a fucking tour bus.
Yeah, but whatever. Yeah, I think New York, honestly, I think everybody took mad precautions, but I think it's going to be completely fine.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen if Biden wins. It's going to immediately settle. Like, it's going to take it's going to take the 2020 out of 2020. You know what I mean? Like, one thing actually go calmly this year? It's not going to be a calm transition. Like, we know that, right? Like, even if Biden wins, which it looks like he is, it's still going to be like lawsuits and tweets and whatever. Like, it's going to be 2020 style chaos. But this one thing is going to, like, hedge our bets, you know what I mean?
Trump is definitely going to, you know, he already started trying to sue things in Pennsylvania. They put out lawsuits already, but he's still going to lose. And I must say, because it ain't the same as it was in, like, 2000 when it had the hanging chads with Bush and Gore. And by the way, three of those federal judges who voted on that Bush-Gore thing are Supreme Court justices now.
Great.
And the last one was Amy Coney Barrett. Roberts is in there, another one. So three of those motherfuckers who gave it to Bush and now in the Supreme Court. But we ain't not going to get to that. This ain't going to the Supreme Court. Trump lost.
Where do you get all your news, Sherrod? Because you're always posting, like, really interesting, dope shit. Where do you get your news?
I don't know. Everywhere. I search for it all over everywhere.
It's really disturbing, some of the shit you post, like the sensitive content stuff. It's, like, hard to see that all the time, and it's, like, you're always looking at that shit. Like, that would kill me to look at that stuff all the time. Like, that would really hurt.
No, it just gives me a boner.
It does?
Race wars.
It's the only way he can come.
The only way. It's
a long crazy room for that nut. It's crazy, the shit that goes on in this country. Like,
in this world. It's not just a country. In Nigeria, fucking SARS are killing people. That's the disease SARS, but that private police, fucking government police over there killing, opening fire on protesters in Nigeria. And it's been happening for the last year, and it's been escalating ever since. Last week, they shot a whole bunch of people in a crowd protesting. So it's a lot of fucking injustice all around the globe. But it's also a lot of funny happiness. So
we need a group hug. We need a group hug.
Well, yes. That's not safe.
A mouth hug.
Yeah. Yo, this is unrelated, but Sherrod, remember like when you were telling me about how like when you get on stage with your boys and y'all get off stage and then you cry because, you know what I mean?
Oh, me and Tone. Me and Tony cried. And first time I did the Apollo.
Yeah.
And first time I did Montreal. We all cried. Me, him, even Rachel. Rachel Feinstein, too. She's Dynasty. We all cried, buddy.
I cried, and I didn't know what you were talking about, like, when you said that. Like, it never happened to me. But then this weekend, I had my very first road gig. I opened for Brent Taylor. And afterwards, definitely had to cry. And then all the next day, on and off, just crying. Just, it wasn't because I did great or anything. Like, I survived, you know? But it was, like, just...
accomplishment.
This yeah.
Yes. You got to be proud of, you know.
But I wasn't expecting to cry like that. I wasn't expecting that shit. That's never happened to me before.
That's dope.
Never happened.
You're emotionally invested in this comedy. That's all that is. And speaking of comedy, you can see me live this Saturday, Royster, Pennsylvania, Soul Joe Show, 7 p.m. Get your tickets. Go to Soul Joe Comedy and get your tickets. I'll be out in Royster this Saturday, live show. First time since February.
Yeah, I've been hearing about Soul Joel's. I've been hearing about that place.
I know they run it right. You know, they got everything, the distancing and everything down. They got the, so I believe it. And a lot of comics already went through there. So I'm coming back on, I'm doing it this Saturday, 7 p.m. show, Soul Joe's. Check it out, man. Go to the site, Soul Joe's Comedy and Lounge. Royster, Pennsylvania. PA, I'm coming out there. I'm coming to count votes, goddammit.
How long do you think it's going to take? Do you think we're going to be... days or weeks?
I think it's gonna be a days, but I think about Monday, maybe. Legally, that's what they go count it up to, right? Monday. So maybe about a weekend we'll have it. I think we have it now. I think we pretty much, but let's keep counting votes.
Well, what's happening is the path to Trump's victory is getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. So even though Biden hasn't technically won, it's becoming more impossible for him.
Yeah, I just saw like in Wisconsin, right? They found like 112,000 missing votes, right? 112K Biden ballots.
Just won Wisconsin. I think he took the lead in Wisconsin.
Yeah, between 3:30 a.m. and 4:30 a.m.
Yeah, 4 a.m. he took the lead.
Crazy.
I've been watching it the whole night. And I was well on shrooms by then.
This is crazy. Fairfax, Virginia switched 100,000 votes from Trump to Biden, stating a clerical error.
I bet.
Stay on it. Don't worry. All this stuff is going, everything seems transparent, so I'm good with all this.
Yeah, right. And that's not a 2020 thing. Like, that kind of stuff happens in other years, too. Like, it's, you know, like, it took a while to declare, what's his name? George W. Bush. Like, you know, there's been races that have taken like a month to settle.
New York is a blue state though, right? New York is a blue state, right?
Yeah.
Well, we got red areas. Staten Island ain't blue, motherfucker.
No, upstate's not blue.
But I think we should be solved. Listen, I just want to see this just play out because we know stuff is coming. You know, the lawsuits are still going to be more of them. And I just want to see... It's good. I like that a lot of people voted and we get to see who lives here, what this country is about, man. And I'll tell you this, if Trump was running against anybody but Joe, he would have already spanked him. Mm-hmm. If it was no coronavirus, he would have spanked Joe. You understand that? It was no virus, Trump would have won.
Think so?
If Joe Biden didn't get in the race and it was one of these other people at the head of the ticket who was in the primary, Trump would have spanked him. Clearly.
Why do you think that? You don't think Bernie could have given him any fight?
No, because they already put that socialist shit on Bernie. Oh. I think they would have got him. This is like, I love Bernie. I would have voted for Bernie, but I don't think he could have beat Trump the way they already call him a socialist and.
This one comic, I won't name names, but he moved. I'm sure he doesn't care, but still. But he moved out of here, and he was saying that, like, out of Cali, that like that if Biden got elected, that our California's taxes would go up to like 62%. But that's only if you make like over $400,000 a year, and I don't think he does. Yeah. Like, so I don't even know why he was worried about that.
Because he's trying to gaslight you. trying to pretend like he's making that money.
I know. I talked to my dad about that. I was like, Dad, I heard if Biden wins that we're going to have to pay 62% California state tax.
That motherfucker think he 50 cent or Lil Wayne?
I know, right?
I'm he's like, trying to get that,
that much money.
62% tax pussy. That's a very, very like, specific bracket.
But I can see why. Huffing and puffing about it like it affects him when it does not.
Right. But like, imagine if you made $400,000 a year, right? That would piss you off if they would take like 200 grand of that shit. That would piss me off.
No, and because most motherfuckers making over 400 grand, they know how to hide their money and keep their money.
Oh, Trump, yeah, right.
$95 in taxes, motherfucker, you're a billionaire.
Yeah, right.
So once you make enough money, people like this, you know how you keep hold on to it, right? And you get in those circles of holding on to your money. Everybody else is thinking that everybody making a lot of money paying so many taxes, they ain't.
You can charge whatever tax you want. It doesn't mean it's going to close the loophole so people don't have to pay that tax.
Exactly. You pay people to find loopholes and get you through that. Accountants and shit to do that. So, yeah, I'm not. That's not going to affect everybody who make over $400,000. Yeah, right.
No, tax laws are like a Medusa. Like for every law, there's like 7 loopholes for why you don't have to pay that tax.
Yeah. Yeah. Why they actually
just
owe you.
Built right in. Yeah, because they like to say one thing and then do the other thing, right? So like technically it's true. Technically it'll raise taxes on the rich, but that doesn't mean the rich are going to pay more taxes.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. On paper, it might be saying that, but that ain't always the reality. And Trump's taxes is an example of that.
Right. No, Biden was perfect to run against him, right? Because he's like opposite enough. It's like establishment, anti-establishment. So there's two clear choices, but both of them have been in office before, right? So it's like 4 years here, 4 years vice president there. So you can compare them evenly on that, right? So it's like you have familiarity, but then opposite and opposite. It was such a perfect matchup.
Listen, the Republicans are trying to front all they want, all them senators. They know they don't like Trump. They might, you know, use them and fucking use that fucking influence that he has, but they despise him, though they
like him the way that you like a murderous king, you know, like have to say that, but nobody like you there. You, everyone's going to throw a party January, whatever, when Trump has to fuck all the way off, and not only fuck off, lose all his lawsuits, and then go get sued for whatever fucked up shit we uncovered.
And then those criminal charges coming for him.
Yes.
That motherfucking lower court.
I didn't see that. How was the second debate where they muted Trump? Was that good? I didn't watch that one.
It was much better. Much better.
Way better, right?
You got to hear what everybody had to say, unlike Race Wars episodes. And
this is the least amount of people you've ever had on an episode.
Yeah. One time we had 27 people.
You did?
Nah, I don't know.
It was the blackest the show's ever been. Sometimes it's more black and sometimes it's more white.
Oh, presidential election 2020. So, yeah, we'll get to see how this plays out. I'm still, you know, I'm still watching all the channels, watching the clickers and watching everything go down because I don't want them to sneak up nothing on me.
No, no. But you know what? The only thing I watched for like an hour and had my friend come over. You know my friend Jesse, beautiful Jesse.
Oh, yeah,
over. Jess. Yep, Jess came over and we watched it. And after a while, we were like feeling our blood pressure. Like our heart rate was elevated. And we were like, why are we doing this to ourselves? It's going to be big. And not only that, when you watch a 24-hour news, it has like a home shopping quality where they just have to talk and talk and talk and no dead air, which already is like makes you seize a little bit. Like it's so anxiety inducing. And
it's like a rain delay in a baseball game. They just
yapping. You're like, we get it. It's like when you're on stage and like go long and you're like, so anyway.
Where y'all from?
Okay. And it's not just that, it's the music. So you know how they all have like da 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 like news music, which is meant to like amp you up for like a second. While they introduced the new, but it was on and on and on. And it took me a second. I was like, this soundtrack fucking blows. I can't listen to this anymore. It's giving me a goddamn heart attack. I already took a Xanax. It's not helping. So, so we shut it off. All you have to do is check the little ticker. It's going to be days, guys.
Yeah, I'll be there.
It just the counter is the only thing that we care about. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't care. The number of times I switched back to 2016 because they had nothing to talk about, I was like, oh, God, we know. Like, we get it.
I did the live comedy seller show on Zoom, the election show at like 7.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. How did that go?
8:30. That was fun. Everybody was on. That was fun. We got to, you know, talk about the issues. And I went over to the stand and did the live show at the stand with Joe DeRosa and Brent Fisher. And that was great. I was on with Luis Gomez, Dante. We had a good time. It was, talked a lot of stuff.
That's so cool.
It was good times, you know, getting out there, affecting stuff,
Were there shit. Were people out? Were people out hanging
out? Yeah, people were out. The stand had a good crowd in there. Everybody was distanced. But they had a crowd in there, and they had to set up the screens and the whole thing, and it was great.
That's so cool. I love that. I'm moving out there. You know, I did this last show here at my place, and then now I'm focusing on moving. I'm out of this apartment in 4 days is my last stint here.
Four days. It looks kind of empty behind you right now. You used to have flowers and everything back there, didn't you?
Well, I'm in the office. It's a two-bedroom.
A ballet pole?
Yeah, it's a ballet bar. I don't really use it. If Karen was here, we would do a ballet bar together. But
white and blonde. You're right. I would love it.
Go in that ballet bar, goddammit. Throw a leg up there. Throw a leg up. Yeah.
No leg action never killed anybody.
Let's see. Say something so the camera get on you. I can't see you. I can see it.
Just switch to gallery view, Dad. It's at the top of your screen. Then you can see everybody. I thought you were doing that this whole time.
I don't see it.
Okay, just go to the top of the screen. Listeners, forgive us.
This is not working. These jeans are not ballet jeans.
No. Gallery view.
It's
okay. That just means those are comfy pants. Comfy pants look like they can house a penis.
Anyways, Miss Skin Regime, you know who else is known for her skin regime is Rosebud Baker. Do you guys collaborate and confirm?
No, never. And I didn't know that about her. She has beautiful skin.
She has beautiful skin. Yeah. Everybody's always asking her about her skin, but she's not in it deep like you. Like, she'll be like, you know, I like Nivea, but you do a whole thing.
It's true.
You know, Rosebud's grandfather was a Secretary of State for...
I heard about that.
I didn't know that.
James Baker. He just had a book that's come out recently too. Great book. I gotta actually get that. So I interview
friend
about
of the
it.
Show.
But yeah, James Baker is a grandfather. Smart dude. Knew how to work both sides of the aisle. Brought motherfuckers together. Knew how to, you know. He was a real Washington dude. I'm telling you, Trump needs a James Baker because he don't got nobody in there helping him fucking stay focused and running shit and knows how to operate on both sides of the aisle. Know what's friends on both sides.
What I worry about is Trump losing and then doing like a scorched earth, you know, like crazy, how much shit can I fuck up before I leave in January? Like,
isn't he already doing that with the justices?
Yeah, that's what he's
been doing that all 4 years. I mean, stuff that's specifically triggered by losing the election he thought he was going to win. Like, what is he? He's going to kick off. We're going to have an entire rest of 2020 of Trump throwing a shit fit.
You know,
but
what
I think people are ready for that. And I think people, even on both sides, are like, we got to make sure that we limit his fucking act. If once he loses, we got to limit him. I think both sides are nervous about that.
Can they do that, though? Like, legally? Yeah. Can they legally, like, withhold information from him? I don't think they can.
Not withhold, but the Senate can stop shit. They can block shit up to February.
Damn sure can. We just need someone to babysit him calmly for the next few months so he doesn't freak out. I really hope I'm not jinxing this election by talking like Biden. He's going to lose it.
He's a sore loser. He admitted to it. He's a sore loser.
He's such a sore loser. It's going to be so much fun to watch him lose, guys. Like, the only thing, like, watching him win would have been, you know, I'm of the opinion that it would have been fine either way, you know? Like, yeah. Luis Gomez had a great tweet that he then posted to Instagram, which, like, canceled out.
He said
out
on
zero.
It,
but
I don't know
what
to do it, yeah.
But, right. What, like, if he posted his tweet to Instagram, so it, like, kind of, like, you know, zeros it out.
Yeah.
But it was, like, you know, because zeroes it's just... It well, because, like, the tweet was good, but, like, tweets belong on Twitter. It's humble opinion.
Interesting. Okay.
But anyway, that
sometimes
beef
Twitter don't give you the action that Instagram would give you, though.
That's right. It's so funny. Like, have you ever seen a tweet bomb on Twitter and do great on Instagram? Like,
yes.
But anyway, he tweeted that. It's so funny that Luis is, like, a thought leader of our time, but he a stabby rattlesnake. But anyway, he said that he goes, if you think your happiness and success is tied to the outcome of an election, then you are neither happy nor successful.
Yeah.
Because he said this is just another card dealt. And that's so, so true. This is just another card dealt. I mean, guys, you know, people, when Trump got elected, people were like, that's the end of democracy. No, it's not. No, it's not. Democracy has persisted for hundreds of years in this country.
The whole fact that he could get in is democracy.
Right. The whole,
and the whole fact that he can get voted out is democracy.
We wanted him in office and we voted him in. The system works. And then we decided we didn't want him in and voted him out. The system totally works how it's supposed to.
It's also broken though, but yeah.
But he knows one thing I know about Trump. I know the nigga. I know. All right. I know the motherfucker.
You do?
He does not like that Obama got 2 and he got 1.
I fucking bet.
He does not the money. Mm-hmm. I mean, under his skin, it goes.
He's pissed.
So that's why I think it's going to be some trouble, because he'll be like, that's jaw, let this nigga.
Yeah, I watched this little documentary on him, and he was, when Obama was giving some speech, like he was making fun of Trump, right? And he was like,
oh, that was the dinner. That's when he decided to run in 2012.
That was what motivated him. Because he was like, oh, my birth certificate, it's about as real as us landing on the moon or some shit, he said.
Oh, yeah, and they zoomed in on Trump, and everybody laughing around him. He was turning around. I said, he's going to be president. He's going to get this revenge. That's a billionaire. You can't make a billionaire angry. He's going to get what he want.
Yeah, that was what motivated him.
No question.
Yeah.
And that's why that week later, he broke on Mitt Romney. Called Mitt Romney out. Had that meeting in Vegas with Mitt Romney, kissed his ring. They don't like to talk about that. But yeah, Mitt Romney was kissing Trump's ring before he turned on him. Wow. In Vegas. A secret Vegas meeting. That's when he said, you're going to blow it against Obama. You're going to blow it. You're blowing it. And it's 2012. And then he came back after that fucking correspondence dinner where they embarrassed him. And that meeting with Romney in Vegas. And decided to fucking run, put his hat all the way in. And that's when he ran in 2016 and won.
You're right. I think Trump's going to be the first loser of a presidential election. And I'm talking out my ass. So I don't know if this has ever happened before. But the first person to lose a presidential election and not concede. I think he's going to lose. He's going to have to vacate the White House. Going to lose all of his lawsuits. And he's never, ever going to concede. He's not going to give a concession speech till the day he leaves.
Maybe not. He might be like, they stole it. This is my last time. Air Force One. Fuck this place. Fuck your mother. You're going to be like, you're going to get a better job and then quit your other job. That's how he's going to do it. But it ain't like he just going to go out and spectacular. He's going to burn his fucking desk.
He's going to go out. They're going to steal
shit from the White House. You know stuff, silverware going to be missing from that White House. You know it.
Yeah, did you see after the first debate, the way that Melania went up to him and she had that big creepy ass smile? It was like too big. It was like a vow protest too much smile because he just embarrassed himself so bad.
Yeah. And
my mom said, she said that little weird ass smile made my mom think that like she secretly knew he was gonna win on some like, you know, secret like regime shit or something.
Involved like conspiracy.
It was creepy because she doesn't really smile that big. And after he made a fucking fool out of himself on that first debate, she came over and she was like this.
That's some Eastern European. You can't judge her by American standards because she's like an older Eastern European lady. That's her being like hardcore ride or die. That's like that's like the Soviet KGB is watching you smile. Yeah. Like you better fucking KGB smile.
Shit. I call it a breadline smile. Eastern European, they're garbage people.
She's gonna peace out so fast. She's gonna move out day two of results.
Out of here.
No, Melania doesn't like it when it gets uncomfy. She doesn't like that.
Yeah.
No, Tokyo, like, don't you have something? You have something coming up, don't you?
I had it last night. My little party.
Oh, that was the show? What was
it? My show. It was so cool. Last night?
At your house?
It was at my house. We got picked up by Channel 2, actually, KTVN on Twitter, or our press release, not the actual cable, but it sounds cool, right? Picked up by Channel 2.
Yeah, what happened? What was the show about? What was it?
It was really dope. Well, so, like, you know, my friend Jamar out here, he's been doing some apartment shows, and I was real scared about it, but then, like, I was like, fuck, I'm moving out of this apartment. It's really nice. Did you see my apartment, Sherrod?
I don't think so. No, only, like, photos of it.
It was cool. We got Ron G showed up. Ron G, No Chocolate Sundays, DJ Sidekick.
At the factory?
No, we did it here.
From the factory.
From the factory, yeah. Ron G, Damar Randy performed, Jamar Neighbors closed us out. Akilah, I don't know if
Neighbors,
you know.
Yeah, I love Jamar Neighbors too, yes.
It was so...
I was just talking about him with somebody. I can't remember who the hell I was talking to.
Yeah, I was telling you about him my last trip out there. And you were like, oh, I've heard it. I was telling you about him.
But I was just talking about him like yesterday, I think, at the stand with somebody.
Really?
Yeah.
He did Legion of Skanks with Louis J. Gomez, I think, back in October or some shit.
November, oh, you maybe. Know what? It was on. It was me, Joe DeRosa, and yeah, Joe DeRosa was telling a story about
Jamar.
Yeah. Yes. And it was yes, it was yesterday on the podcast that we did. Me, Louis Gomez, and Corinne Fisher and DeRosa.
That's oh, yeah.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Yeah.
His name just came up. He's going to live for a long time, goddammit. How was the show? So did you social distance?
Well, I bought one of those fucking $50 I spent on those fucking temperature taker thing scanners. Oh, yeah. I had a girl doing that at the door. I had medical masks. I wore a mask on entry. All windows were open. All balcony was open. I put my cats at my parents' so I don't have to worry about them jumping out the window to their death out the balcony, you know, whatever. Nice. And it was great. I mean, honestly, we had a nice turnout. I capped it at 20 people. I think we had about 20 people.
That's awesome.
Bought a bunch of different kinds of beers, wine, liquor, chips, dip, charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
And, right? Fancy and, ass bitch.
Set it up. We zoomed it. And it was so much fun. My girl Venya performed too. It was Ranjib had his wife come. He was like worried about, he was like, my wife is worried about the riots. I was like, y'all take my parking spot. I'll park on the street. So like, it was cool. It was great. And yeah, I mean, honestly, hosting, producing it and having it at my own place was all, I wrote like all my jokes on here because I just didn't want to fuck up. Like I just was like, ugh. But I did better because you know what I did, Sherrod? Huh? I'm doing things better. I put all that sex work in the past.
There we go.
In the past. And I had a bunch of non-hooker jokes too.
There
getting
we go.
Stronger. I'm getting stronger, getting better.
Yes.
You know, and so that was really cool. That was really cool. It was an honor. Honestly, it was just such an honor that people showed up. Brent didn't make it. He was filming, I think, with All Deaf in downtown, and Doughboy didn't make it. But we had a girl, Akila, go up, and, like, it was so beautiful. The audience was amazing. I got great pictures. I'm going to post them.
Oh, yeah, definitely post them. I want to check that out.
Yeah, I mean, it was just so sweet. There was so much love in the room. It was, like, for sure a moment. But I recorded it so I can, like, watch it later. But it was impossible to, like, enjoy the show because I was busy worrying about 8,000 things, you know?
Welcome to the production.
Right? It's a lot to do it
it's
all.
It's a lot. But it's worth it.
Just loading all those beers and stuff into the fridge back and forth to get those things cold, you know, a couple hours before the show.
But at least it turned out great. That's great.
It turned out really good.
What's it like for you to transition away from sex work, which mazel tov, first of all, but like now, like, you know, how everyone is starting their OnlyFans, like,
I noticed that
OnlyFans, you're like any minute now about to, like, yeah. So what's that like for you? What's the transition?
I know, I watched Lauren Compton. You guys know Lauren Compton? Mm-hmm. Oh, she's so hot. She's the girl that gave me my friend pass on Raya, but like, yeah, she's a comedian, huge comedian.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, she already had like 100,000 followers like before she started doing OnlyFans, and like I'm sure she's making a lot of money. I'm 38. I'm almost going to be 39, and I'm white. You know, we age fucked up. Not you, Karen. You look like a baby still, but you know, it's like I don't have that young 20-year-old body to be showing on OnlyFans. Like, my shit happens. I can control everything. The lights, the music. They might think I'm Taylor Swift for all they know. You know what I mean? If I like, that's why I don't do porn, because I watch that shit back and I look like Sofia Coppola, but like now. But yeah, I didn't transition away. Honestly, Brent helped me with this too, like, because I made the mistake of like, I didn't have enough time when Brent took me with him on the road. I didn't know you have to have your shit ready before you step foot on the road, because God knows what the fuck happens when you're on the road. And I didn't have any time to like study any of my shit. So I reverted to an old set of like hooker jokes. And it's like, you know, I got to see firsthand, like, don't do that, because all these dudes, it was black bikers, and it was amazing. It was right next to the projects in Arizona. And I didn't even know you're not supposed to be taking pictures of some of these people, because like some of them are on parole. You don't know. You know. And like, it was crazy. That was so much fun. But like, you know, afterwards, like, of course, guys were like, so you want to come in? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
They say that, but their energy said that. And I was like, oh, yeah. Shit. I really understood. Like, somebody else, you know, Damar was saying that to me too. Damar Randy, who was also on the show. We had two Compton legends, but he was like, yeah, any energy, whatever you talk about on stage, whatever you put out, you're going to get it back.
Exactly. And tenfold.
Yeah, so I finally understood that in a practical way, because people have been telling me that for a long time, but like I actually got to experience why that's like not going to work for me.
Right.
You know? But I learned so much, man.
So what's your new material about?
Some of it's about like my mom, how she was hard on me growing up. And
there you go.
And, you know, I mean, I'm not going to tell you my jokes right now because they probably won't, you know, whatever. But like,
no, I would boom, but.
But yeah, they're non-hooker stuff, like stuff about my sisters,
yes,
you know, like that. And then also like Brent helped me with, you know, just talking about my old man. It's like really kind of like I'm just dating a 72-year-old man. Like one of my new jokes is like, you know, like I say I'm a hooker, but like, I think I told you this, Charlotte, like, but really it's just one client and it's the same guy for the last 5 years. So I guess I have to start calling him my boyfriend. But what was really funny was like the fact that like what he likes to do with me, Karen, this is so crazy. He pays me the big bucks so that I go with him kayaking in the Redondo Beach Harbor. That's what he likes to do. He likes us to go kayaking together.
Nice.
And then I show
how
up
he
there.
Comes.
I thought that was a sex move called the kayak that I didn't try. I'll kayak a bitch. What is it?
I thought I did everything.
Let me write that down. Kayaking.
I know. So yeah, it was really cool. There's been a lot of love here, and yeah, I don't know. It's gonna be cool. I'm gonna come out there.
Why quit that? Why quit that then? If it's just kayaking, if someone just wants to pay you to go kayaking, then why quit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not just that, but you know, it's like he wants
to. Oh, some head involved.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know nothing about kayaking, so you have to forgive me.
But head, she's well familiar.
But I'm excited to come back out there because there's really, I think there's some things going out here in LA, but you know, it is. I think there's way more going out along in New York. I mean, and for somebody at my level too, there's way more things. Like there's a whole pandemic mic site out there. We don't even have that here. We have like 4 open mics here, literally, right now.
Yeah, but you think they're going to keep, not to shit on your dreams or anything, but like those are all outdoors, right? And isn't all that stuff like shutting down? Well, so like the Stand Up New York, like they emailed me. It's like they emailed me avails, but they're not avails. They're like, we're done with avails because it's too cold. So, and like the last show I did out there with them, it was like really like 1 or 2 people, which is like,
really,
it's fine, but it's not a show. It's a conversation, you know?
What's the weather right now out there?
It's cold.
It's warm actually. It's gonna be 60 today and all the next for like the next week. But the last few days were freezing.
But it's the vibe, you know what I mean? It's like, if it's 60 in May, you're like, it's beautiful, it's so hot out, it's fucking 60 degrees. If it's 60 in November, you're like, well, it's winter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's going to be cold. Like the show that I'm doing in Royster, it's supposed to be warm this week, though. But I can see it getting colder and colder, and then you got to, but some places got heat lamps and whatnot, but most of that is like outside the city.
What was it the last couple of days when you said it was cold? What was the degrees?
I might have been
32
so
in the morning.
Cold. Yes.
32?
It was unusually cold, even
that's
for
so crazy for November.
Yeah. But that jet stream dipped down and got us.
Yeah.
First, we had that hurricane shit coming up, so it was like, you know, warmer. And then the jet stream dipped and boom, 32. But now we're back up to today was warm as hell. It was like, I went outside, like, oh, shit. Tomorrow's going to be 60, 62, 63, and for the next week, to like next Wednesday, I think.
When I left when I left New York, like 2 weeks ago, it was, they were just opening up 25% capacity in the bars. Are they opening more now?
Yeah. No, they're staying at that, and they might have to pull back.
Right, because there's more cases now, and like there's more cases all across the country. New York's actually doing it. New York's doing okay. I think you're scared. Yeah, you're right. Outside the state, definitely. It's like totally, it's not even a second wave. It's continued first wave. But I think they're just scared, you know, because like we were hit so hard in
March. They said December's going to be really rough. December's going to be rough.
We can feel it. That's why I'm honestly, I don't think that we could have handled psychologically a Trump victory and this winter. Like this winter is going to be fucking rough no matter what happens. I mean, Trump's still going to be the president this winter, so it's going to be hard for everybody.
Why do you say December is going to be rough exactly? Just because of COVID?
Because the outbreaks.
Because of COVID outbreaks, they're going to shut things down.
Halloween, then what they predicted for Thanksgiving and the holidays, and plus from the colder weather, you're just inside more. So you're not outside. So it's an easier way to catch it.
The reason that
December is going to be rough. It's going to be uptakes everywhere.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I mean, the reason that the summer was like okay is because we could be out and it was hot and it was beautiful. It was like,
so right.
Shrad caught me on a date wandering around with yeah. this goofy European, this goofy blonde, you know, like whatever the Dutch are. But yeah, because we're all out having a nice time, right? I mean, this guy showed up in shorts, which is like, can I just like make a PSA that like, no one should ever, unless you're like dating for 5 years and in love, ever show up to a date in shorts. Like,
yeah.
You know how high you have to be for that to work?
You know, yeah, so maybe you can't do
it, unless it's a surfing fucking
you date. You really fucked with all of us, Karen, with that Why? Whole, like, when you're like, should I cut my hair short? What about her? What about
oh, my
her?
God. Listen,
I didn't even do it.
I didn't. It's long. It's yeah. longer than ever. I
fucked with all of us, and then you made us all feel ugly for having short hair.
You know, it's so funny. People who had just cut their hair were like, girl, you're going to join us any minute now. And then Tokyo, it was like waking up from a trance. Like, I had such a violent urge towards my hair that if I knew what I was doing and I had a pair of shears, there used to be shears in this house. Now there are not. I don't know what happened. But if they were here, I would have just done it. Like, I was feeling radical. You know what I mean?
I believed you, you fucking liar.
I know. I wasn't lying. I wasn't lying because I meant it. I meant it 100%. I spent all day. You know that feel? It
was yeah, like, but then I you was spit like, on all of us. You're like, huh, fuck you all short hairs.
I did end up spitting. But it was like, it was the feeling of being like horny for short hair. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I was so pent up. I was ready
I really
to, like,
wanted to see
off.
It on you.
Well, so my friend who cuts my hair and I had like a disastrous haircut years ago and had to like chop it off. And like, that was very traumatizing.
Right,
any man, I know men who are listening are like, go fuck yourself. But it's taken years. My friend who cuts my hair was like, she shows up and I go, you know what? I think I'm not going to cut my hair. And she goes, I wasn't going to. She's like, I am the gatekeeper and I wouldn't have.
Yeah.
I'm so glad, guys.
You could do a wig if you want to.
Yes, do a wig.
Shut up. Fucking poison drippers.
You could throw on a short wig just to take a look at how you would like it, but don't have to do
anything. Well, but I would like it. Short hair is so cute, you guys. When it is. When I started NYU and I don't know if I've mentioned that I went to NYU.
Oh, you know what? Did you study Tisch? You go to Tisch?
No. Oh, God, no.
What'd you do?
Really? I was in CIS. Yeah, I studied philosophy. I'm like, I'm deep. I'm not like the other girls.
Wait, why is Tisch?
Because Tisch kids are, listen, I'm just kidding. Tisch kids are lovely and like some.
No, but really, how do you really feel?
My friends. But they were absolutely insufferable to go to school with.
Because they're uppity. They look down on Karen. Uppity.
They did. And I was like,
why wouldn't they?
I'm here in books, you know, books upon books, hard books, big books. My sister went to Tisch.
That's why I feel. That's why my self-esteem's in the crapper.
Because they look down on y'all.
Don't you ever let a Tishy make you feel bad. Never. Do you know the deep burning insecurity that you are trying to compensate for by applying to Tisch? You could just go to regular NYU and get a regular degree, but no. You have to tell everybody that you're in Tisch because you secretly hate yourself. So,
yeah, Tisch is for the upper echelon.
It is. It's for the echelons.
The rest of y'all in the 13th grade from high school. 13th grade.
I fucked up.
Philosophy. Holy shit. What do you do? What did you do with that? You do some shit with that?
I mean, I...
You're like, I'm deciding what works for Twitter and what zeros out Twitter.
I did stand-up comedy. It's funny. It gets you no jobs, but it is good for every job. But no one looks at a philosophy degree and is like, I have to pay you money for something. Like, not one person
no,
said that.
No.
I love your jacket, those patches.
What if I don't?
Thank you. I stole this from Hatem, from the Comedy Sellers Hatem.
Oh yeah, that's nice. I was on with Hatem last night for that show. Yeah,
there's nothing better than a stolen man's sweater. Like, it just looks better than anything I've ever bought for myself ever.
Yeah, it looks good. It's
nice and luxuriously,
doesn't it?
Isn't it?
Let's do some pluggy plugs. It's time for me to smoke some.
All right, great.
I love you guys. Toke, you want to plug?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at I am Hung Young, IamHungYung. And you can subscribe to me on YouTube, youtube.com/TokyoCuntPunch for all the latest Hooking From Home episodes. And you'll see the very first one, I think, is Sherrod. But I've gotten a lot better. I've gotten a lot better since then.
Was it me or you?
It was me.
I'll take the blame. Thanks for coming back on, K-Ron.
As always, you can come say hi on Soch. Karen Margolis, KerenMargolas. And rate us, review us, 5-star us. Drop us a line. Check out our full episodes where you can see our beautiful faces on YouTube. The day after, so every Thursday at noon. And check out Two Black Guys with Good Credit, my latest baby. It's about finance. If you ever want to get your shit together, this is your chance to do it with me.
Excelente. Oh, Race Wars, election week. It's another election week. Can you believe it?
It's go good.
You know, make sure you go to Soul Joe Comedy and Lounge website, I guess. Soul Joe Comedy. I'll be there this Saturday, 7 p.m. at the Soul Joe Comedy extravaganza in Royster, Pennsylvania. Royster, I'm coming out there to help count votes and make some people laugh. You're me. So make sure you get your ticket, Soul Joe Comedy, smallworldcomedy.com, and all your mothers. See you Saturday in Pennsylvania. Ah, can't wait. Ah, Mr. Sage, so much. You guys had fun?
One last thing. Yeah. I think Yamanika wants to have a threesome with you and me, Sherrod.
Okay, I'm in.
So, I think I told you that she wanted to meet us at the cellar, but then you like never wrote back. So like, we need to do that when I get back in town and check the vibes.
All right, let's do that. Let's link that up. Get the bumping and the grinding. You're me. I love you guys. Thanks for doing it. See y'all
love
later.
All right, guys. Love you. Love you, babe.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.